I thought it would be an appropriate song to start the show with today, given that we're on the top of Errigal and we're live from the, well, live from the Derryvay Mountains, and on what is another beautiful day. I mean, after the weekend that was in it, dare I say it, it was almost too hot at the weekend. But the forecasts are really good for the week ahead, and today it is glorious. It's glious up here, and we had a lovely walk up, and plenty of sunshine from up here, and we can see forever, thanks to the weather playing ball, and all we can see down in the down below us is the shadow of the clouds, really. That's the only indication that there's any clouds in the sky. So we're looking down, actually we're over on the leeward side of the mountain, and we're looking down on Dunluey, down at the village and the lake, and it is and then off in the distance then there's Inishbofin, and beyond that Tory, but more on what's around us as the show goes on. We've got some people to talk to, and we've got some music to play for you. Many of the components of a regular show, even if the location is a bit different today. So let's take some more music now.
time for Vision Ireland Bingo on Highland Radio.
It's Monday the 19th of May. You're playing on the green sheet for the Dilly prize of €1,200. The reference number is S1. It's game number 21. The numbers are 35, 9, 23, 86, 11, 31, 10, 26, 4, and finally 85. Phone your claim to 910-4833 before midnight, leaving your name, contact number and the name of the shop where you purchased your book. And we'll call you back the next working day. Get all your Vision Ireland bingo information at highlandradio.com.
Around the Northwest with Virgin Media. Winners of Bunkers.ie Best Broadband Provider for 2025. See virginmedia.ie.
A public interest message from Donegal County Council. Donegal County Council are carrying out septic tank inspections across the county and would like to remind homeowners to check the condition of their wastewater treatment systems. For signs of sewage overflows, blockages, pools of effluent on lawns or in nearby ditches and streams. Direct all soiled water from sinks, showers, dishwashers and washing machines to the septic tank, but not rainwater. And if it hasn't been emptied for the last few years, please get it cleaned out by a permitted contractor who will dispose of it properly. Further details on how to protect your health and environment are on our website, donegalcoco.ie. Donegal County Council, protecting the environment.
Up Errigal with Call of the Wild Main Street Letterkenny. Get the right footwear and clothing for the toughest of challenges in store and at callofthewild.ie.
Highland Radio Time Checks brought to you by Airgrid, the operator and developer of Ireland's electricity grid. Airgrid, powering up communities, powering up Ireland. The time is...
Well, the time now is 18 minutes past 12.
The Job Spot on Highland Radio.
Letterkenny Cabs is hiring a transport manager. Full job spec is available on the Job Spot section of highlandradio.com. They're also seeking SPSV drivers with their own vehicles to manage contracted services and app bookings, as well as licensed drivers without vehicles for full or part-time work. Company vehicles provided. Call Letterkenny Cabs on 087-2535-861 for more info. The Workhouse Dunfanaghy operates as a heritage and community centre and is currently advertising a full-time position for a manager. To learn more about how to become part of this cultural social enterprise, email manager.dunfanaghyworkhouse@gmail.com for more information. Irwin Consulting Limited seeks a building surveyor in Donegal, full-time, permanent role with flexible base. Responsibilities include surveys, reports, inspections and client liaison. Degree and 2+ years experience required. Competitive salary, benefits and career growth offered. Apply by Wednesday, 28th of May to info@irwinconsulting.ie. All jobs are listed on the job section of our website at highlandradio.com. If you're an employer and would like a vacancy filled, contact our sales team today by emailing advertising@highlandradio.com.
We'll be right back.
Music there from Paul Brady on Around the Northwest, live today from the heart of the Derryvay Mountains. We're on, actually on the top of Errigal, and we're looking down over Dunluey and the Poison Glen off to our left, and just right in front of the lake, and then off in the distance then we have the coast at Torrey way in the distance, and Inishbofin, and looking over to our right then, over towards Fulcarra and Gardahorrock. It really is absolutely beautiful. Now, joined by a woman who's been up here a lot more times than me, for sure. And given that we're looking down at her house, I suppose that is no surprise. She's a project officer with the Friends of Errigal, Josephine Kelly. Josephine, thanks for coming up. No mean feat, actually, to, you know, ask somebody to walk up an hour up a hill to talk to you.
Thanks, John, for the invitation. It's much nicer to be up here today than stuck in the office, so I was delighted when we got the invitation.
Absolutely. Today's glorious, but there's other days, and it might be okay at the bottom, but I'd say it can get very hairy up here.
Oh yeah, the conditions can change very quickly on Errigal in these days when it's calm at the bottom, and then you come up around the shoulder and the wind could carry you away. So we would, you know, coming up days that you would actually have to turn and go back down again, but you have to make the call that it's just not safe.
Yeah. It's much more accessible now. I mean, I've been up twice in the last week, and previous to that, there was no path here, and it wasn't as sure, and wasn't as welcoming. But now, really, it's a hill walk, and you know, for anybody that goes out and can walk a 5K of an evening or whatever, you know, should be able to get up here, because it's just a case of taking your time. It's dry, and it's a path, and okay, there's some steps, especially up in the final third, But it's doable.
Yeah. No, it is so much more accessible now than it was. But it's been a long road to get this far. Like the local community in Dunluce, we can see themselves as custodians of the mountain here. And for many years, we could see that there was a path needed, not only just to make the experience more enjoyable for people, but also to protect the habitat and protect the mountain. Mm. The mountain's been here for thousands, if not millions, of years, and there's been quite a lot of damage done on it this last probably 10, 15 years or so. So the local community were very aware of that. So that new path not only makes it a lot more accessible for people, it makes it, it protects the mountain as well.
And it's great because you can stand down at the mountain now, down at the bottom there, and you can just map your own way. You can see the path the whole way up. So you know where to go. In fact, you don't even have to look up because the path's there in front of you the whole way, because before this you were sort of trying to navigate your way up and thinking, okay, you know, maybe I'll go left here or should I go right there or whatever it was. Now that decision's made for you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And we were a wee bit apprehensive when we were doing the path because the path now is a little bit longer than the route that people used to take. And we were a bit afraid that people might think, oh, we'll just take the straight line and go quicker. Yeah. But what we're finding is that like 99% of people now are staying in the path. Despite it being a wee bit longer, it is much quicker because it keeps them on the straight line and keeps their feet dry as well, which is a major bonus.
Absolutely, because that was the biggest challenge years ago. It was getting sort of beyond that bottom third.
That's right, yeah.
And unless you had Wellingtons on, it was next to impossible. Now, bone dry the whole.
Yeah, and even the contractors when they were building the path, I don't know how many pairs of wellies, or not pairs, single wellies and single shoes that they dug out of the bog whenever they were constructing the path, that people had lost them en route. So
yeah, because it really was, or is when there's wet weather, soft at the bottom, but you know, not, you don't have to worry about that now with the path.
That's
the whole
exactly,
way.
That's it, yeah.
And to keep it dry, I noticed there's culverts nearly all the way up.
Yeah, it's
badly
needed. Badly needed. Like it was actually this week last year that we had the really heavy rainfall here in Errigal. It was one of those 1-in-80-year events, and we had torrential rain. I think there was about 110 millimetres of water or something that fell in the space of 4 hours, that caused some damage to the path. The little stream that was coming down, the embankments washed away, and the stream got choked, and the water ended up coming out over the path. Hopefully we'll not see another event like that, but the path is going to need regular maintenance. And we're very thankful to the council. We have a great relationship with them. They've actually given us a little bit of money there now recently just to carry out regular maintenance on the mountain. So we will be doing that sporadically over the next couple of weeks.
That maintenance won't include coming up to sweep it. So just be careful. Yeah. Be careful on the way down in particular.
Yeah, well, it will be sweeping some of the steps and places and that to keep the aggregate and that there off. But yeah, things like cleaning out cross drains and making sure that the steps are still secure, that they're not starting to move. And I mean, as a mountain environment, and the weather, as you said, the weather conditions here change all the time, so it is going to need regular maintenance and regular adaptation as well, because what we found is the numbers have increased, and we knew that was going to happen. As soon as a path was constructed, more people are going to come and climb it. So we're going to constantly going to have to adapt. So it's not a finished product. It's something that, you know, we're continuously going to have to work on for a long time.
I came up on Thursday, and just coming up there now, it's all ages. And I've met, in the 2 days, I've met three people with their dogs.
Yeah, that is another issue. And what people forget is, or they don't maybe realise, is this is private land. Some of it is commonage, some of it is owned privately. And the farmers that are there have been kindly given us access. Like, this project would never have happened unless the landowners there had given access to allow this path to go ahead. And it's, you know, we would ask people to keep their dogs on lead, because you're in the middle of bird nesting season. You have, this last couple of weeks, the farmers have had sheep that have been lambing, and everybody feels that their own dog is the best dog in the world. But in a mountain environment where they see a bird or they see a sheep or a lamb, they can run off. And I've seen it happen here where people, where dogs have run after sheep. So, like, we'd be very mindful that, you know, this project, as I said, would never have happened without the permission of the landowners. And it's very important that we respect their wishes, and that people understand the importance of keeping their dogs on lead. Maybe even leaving their dogs behind, because they shouldn't even be on the mountain.
It looked a bit bonkers, right enough, to take a dog the whole way up to the top, no matter how much you love your dog. It's a mammoth project because the in some similar mountains the path might only be partial, but in this case it started at the very bottom for good reason and goes pretty much the whole way to the top. How long did it take?
Well, it was done in three different stages. The first stage started about it's about 3 years ago now. It was about, around about this time 3 years ago. They did the initial aggregate path up through the bog, and that actually only took about a week, even though it was just over a kilometre in distance. But they did that work using a helicopter. And it was an amazing thing just to watch the helicopter working. So the helicopter had a skipper, a bucket at the bottom of a rope, and they were carrying the material up the mountain, and there's a crew on the ground then. And that project went on probably for about another 4 or 5 months. They did the aggregates section initially, and then the pitch path up on the steeper slopes. There was a section in the middle then where we thought was going to be fairly robust, that it wouldn't need very any additional work. But we found then that the numbers increased, and that middle section was getting a good battering. There was a lot of people kind of, again, trying to find a dry route through it, and the line of damage was getting wider. So we had to go back to the council and ask, was it possible that additional work could be carried out? So that second phase was carried out the following year. And then last year then we had that third piece of work where the damage was fixed. And they also widened the path in a few places and put in additional pitching and steps and that on the aggregate path as well in that phase. So as I said, we've had a great relationship with the council to be able to do that work.
The next and obvious question, I suppose, is what about the car park? Well, it's easy to say the council needs to put in a car park, but it's far from straightforward.
It's far from straightforward. The mountain is a very special place, and that's why people come and climb here. It is a special area of conservation as well, so there's restrictions on what you can do. And like, if we were to increase the car park there, it would never be big enough to hold the number of cars of people coming up. So we know there's a major challenge there, but we are working with the council on a master plan at the minute and looking at how we can resolve that issue. One of the suggestions is that we would do similar to what they've done in Snowdonia in Wales, is where you would have a limited number of spaces at the car park where people book and pay, and that you would have a shuttle bus then from a park and ride facility in the village. So that would serve a number of purposes. It would alleviate the problem with parking and safety out at Errigal, but it would also draw people into the village and encourage them to spend a little bit longer in the village as well. Because like Errigal is a huge attraction for Donegal. Like there's people travelling from all over the country to climb Donegal, so if we could encourage them to come in and spend a little bit more time, and that's another thing that the master plan is looking at, is creating diversity, because Errigal might not be suitable for everybody, so what we want to do is kind of create other things for them to do in the area to get them to stay here a little bit longer.
Absolutely.
Because look around you, like Errigal's just one of, like if Errigal wasn't here, there's so many other things that people could be doing as well.
And you can see them all from here.
You can see them all from here, exactly.
Yeah. So there's various options and nothing's been decided on yet.
Yeah.
It might be the car park gets bigger, but there'll be a shuttle bus.
Yeah.
There are other options considered about a car park maybe halfway between here and the village, or maybe a walk the whole way from the village up.
Well, a walk from the village up is one of the things that we're looking at. We're looking at a few different routes. Is it possible? And what we want to be able to do is offer people different alternatives. It's probably unlikely that the car park will be made any bigger because it's an SAC. There's a huge area, there's environmental implications and everything there. And again, do we really want to kind of spoil the side of Errigal by creating this large car park?
What about toilets at the car park?
There would be toilets in the village as well.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks again for coming up and having a chat with us. And thankfully, the weather has played ball. And I know you mentioned earlier that's your house down there with the red car in front of it.
That's my mum. So I don't know whether she's listening today or not. She could be waving out the window.
We're waving down at you now, Mum. You might not be able to see us, but it's a beautiful, beautiful part of the world. And Josephine, thanks so much.
Okay, thanks very much, Sean.
Oh, you wanted to mention those.
Yeah, we were having a little launch in Cushlaha on Saturday. We've put together together a little booklet for school children just to kind of teach them about the biodiversity that's on Errigal, and we're launching that on Saturday at Inukush Laha, and Éanann Yulon is coming to help us launch that book. And we also have a couple of walks on that day. We have a butterfly walk with Conal O'Donnell, and we have a bog walk with Angus Kennedy. So if you look at the Errigal Mountain Facebook page, you'll see the information is there, the times and the registration times and everything. So if you're free on Saturday and you're not heading to the match, if you could come and join us, that would be great.
Sounds like a plan. Josephine Kelly of Friends of Errigal, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
We'll take a break.
Around the Northwest with Virgin Media, winners of Bunkers.ie Best Broadband Provider for 2025. See virginmedia.ie.
Imagine a wedding venue that can be hired exclusively for you and your guests. Picture stunning views overlooking one of Donegal's most scenic beaches, an authentic country manor as your accommodation, incredible glass-fronted marquee views all day, and a team of experts who want to help you plan every step of the way. Sounds too good to be true? Not at Drumhalla House in Mullen. It really has to be seen to be believed. Visit drumhallahouse.ie or check out Drumhalla House on Instagram for more details.
Gach blian, brunamuds na million euro na keita urinti an chlug agus na milsa ari ar chúsin na maha. Cunin an real olly carhernis tafid ar gach carhernis in Aidan. Marsin mahasin wets rudig in a vrunu ar chús carhernachta, teigadi ar siiv gdeisan a shekal gaman for tarava mars carat as the hortis. Clickal, shekal, brun. Shekal an carhernis chloriha ar checka charity punk ai. An real olly carhernis. Bich money now, that's the hortus.
We're serving up summer at Dunn Stores, and it's barbecue season. Mix and match 3 for €10 across a fantastic range of meat and fish. Try something vibrant like succulent king prawns. Or enjoy Bord Bia quality assured meats like piri piri chicken wings or new hot honey pork belly slices and many more. Any 3 for just €10. Plus, save at the till with a 10 or 50 grocery voucher. Dunn Stores, always better value. Terms and conditions apply. Voucher can be used on ex-grocery shop of €50 or more.
Do you have a job vacancy that needs filled fast? Tried everything but still no luck? Let Highland Radio's Job Spot do the work for you. We'll share your vacancies with 70,000 daily listeners in Donegal, Derry and Tyrone every Monday, Wednesday and Friday during prime time. Plus your jobs will be listed on highlandradio.com under our Job Spot section. It's fast, cost effective and reaches the people you need. Contact our advertising team today on 07491 25322 or email advertising at highlandradio.com. Highland Radio, delivering your message across the Northwest.
Up Errigal with Call of the Wild Main Street Letterkenny. Get the right footwear and clothing for the toughest of challenges in store and at callofthewild.ie.
Stay with us all day for your favourite songs.
Great music with John Breslin. Highland Radio.
Northwest with Virgin Media, winners of Bunkers.ie Best Broadband Provider for 2025. See virginmedia.ie.
Step out of the ordinary and into the new Lexus LBX, because this is the luxury compact SUV reimagined in every detail, where style, elegance and innovation define a new kind of driving experience. It's your world. Make it extraordinary. Experience the new LBX Hybrid at your Lexus retailer, available with a range of flexible payment options. Lexus. Experience amazing.
Your local dealer is Lexus Letterkenny.
Who's watching your home while you're asleep, at work, or on holiday? With the Sheridan Security Alarm System, you can be assured of round-the-clock monitoring. Our central monitoring station is on duty 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, monitoring homes and businesses in the Northwest for intruder, fire, panic, and medical signals, giving you the peace of mind you deserve. Sheridan Security Systems, Bonagie, Letterkenny. Protecting what you value most. Call us for a free quotation on 9127.
At Fleming's, we take great pride in having provided quality steel and roofing to all our customers throughout Ireland since 1860.
Tell them about the doors, John.
Okay, Mike. We also provide a full quality range of
doors, industrial doors, garage doors, roller doors, insulated doors.
Thanks for that, Mike.
No dramas, mate.
Fleming's, engineering solutions for 150 years. Call us now on 074 91 48 234.
Check this. On this week's Deal Debate, we wrap up all the GNU stories of the week and look ahead to Donegal's opener in the All-Ireland series at home to Tyrone. My guests will include 92 legend Tony Boyle, All-Ireland winner with Tyrone Rona McNamee, and former Donegal coach Joe McBertie. That's the Deal Debate this Monday, just after 7pm news, and podcast on highlandradio.com.
The DL Debate with Sister Sarah's Letterkenny, serving food you'll love till 9pm daily in Sarah's Kitchen.
Up Errigal with Call of the Wild Main Street Letterkenny. Get the right footwear and clothing for the toughest of challenges in-store and at callofthewild.ie.
Highland Radio weather updates with McIlhenny's. Get set for summer with all new arrivals dropping every week, from fashion to footwear and homeware to cosmetics. Discover more in-store or shop online at McIlhenny's.com today.
Yeah, well, the weather forecast, glorious up Errigal, I can tell you, but for the wider northwest, largely dry today with a mix of cloud and sunny spells. And there's some the dots of clouds, some nice and little fluffy clouds around, but nothing much to worry about beyond that. And cooler than of late, mind you, highest temperatures 15 to 19 degrees. And if that's what we describe as cool at the moment, then we'll take it. Live today around the northwest, high up in the Derry Vays, we're up on the top of Errigal, so almost 2,500 feet up. And I'm joined now by Neil Rorty and another local from Rorty's shop just down the road here. Neil, you're no stranger to being up here. You come up fairly regularly, do you?
I try and climb it once a week, and I've done it for maybe over 20 years now, climbing it. I probably have maybe just under 2,000 times done, I would think.
Right.
Maybe about 70, 80 times a year.
And what's the attraction? The attraction's fairly obvious, but it's just a hill walk. Well,
A hill walk, just to keep fit and everything. Like, there's a lot of regular people comes up here every Sunday mornings. I come up and there's some Dunleavy people comes up regular too, but there's always about 20 or 30 regulars up here all the time that climbs it every week.
So you're meeting familiar faces.
Familiar faces all the time, from around Donegal.
Seeing as you're up here regularly now, you can describe better to us what's all around us, and we've stood up for good reason, because you know we're down on the leeward side here. But let's start there behind you, if you would, and sweep round.
Well, we can start way down in Malin Head. You can see Malin Head quite clearly, and then on a real good day, it has to be very clear. Now you can see the Highlands of Scotland, and then you can see Fannett, Carrigard, Downings, the beaches down there, you can see them, the beaches, and then Muckish Mountain, and then Hornhead, Dunfanaghy, and then into Fulcarra, then Godahark, Maharlotie, and then Inishbofin, Tory Island, and then Bloody Foland as well, he's come around, and then the islands off Gidore, Gola, and the Shehir. Then the parties of Gidore, then Derry Beg, One Beg, then Ranafast, Anagri, Mother Duff, Carrigfinn, beaches and stuff, you can see them. And then beyond that then is Oi Island, and then Critch Island as well. And then beyond that you can see Ardmore, Bordenport. Then coming around then again you can see Dunlow, and then you can see Mahari, and then coming along then you can see up Gibara. And the one Slieve League is the mountains beyond that then, and then a good day again you can see Benbulbin quite clearly as well, like.
And then from where we can't see, just the other side of the peak here, is over towards the windmills and Balbafeid.
Yeah, Balbafeid then, and you can see in the Spirins then, and you can see the Culca Mountains as well up on Cavan, Fermanagh, and then you can see the Spirins then, like, and Tyrone, and then onto Derry as well, like.
We're at the highest point in Donegal, and on a good day, it is. There's no panorama like it,
yeah,
is there?
Yeah, and then you can see the blue stacks quite clear as well, like, yeah, far in this gap, and you see the wooden turbines up here above the bay.
But so it's knowing what you can see. The scenery is fantastic, yeah, but I suppose part of the attraction as well is, I mean, it's great that you're up here today and you can point these places out, but it's just knowing what you're looking at.
Yeah, that's true. Like, a lot of people come up here, they don't know what they're looking at, like, yeah. But sometimes I spend, like, kind of a bit of a tour guide sometimes to meet people up here and just let them know what they're looking at, like.
Yeah, because it's such a sweep, such a panorama, and it's got lakes and the sea, other mountains in the range, islands.
Yeah,
down the Poison Glen behind us.
Yeah, the Poison Glen, and then you have the church as well, and then you have the Guinness Estate as well, and then you have the Louis Lake.
Yeah.
Then you have the tourist centre in the Cushlahaw, and then they have a boat, a tour boat on the lake, and then you have the chapel and the church down here.
We're going to have to talk to Josephine, maybe get one of those panoramic plaques up here just to point out where all the various places are.
Yeah, it'd be a good idea to have a plaque in the names of what you're looking at, which direction you're looking.
It would actually be a help. Yeah.
It'd be a good idea.
Okay, and so you're going to keep climbing. You know, it's something that I hadn't even thought of, that somebody might just do it recreationally. Listen, you know, I'm going out for a walk just to get a bit of exercise, and I'm going up Errigal to do it. But plenty do.
Oh, a lot of people does it, yeah. Like 40,000 people climbed this mountain last year, like. A lot of people, like. And a lot of regular people, like, what runs gyms, and people who run gyms and stuff, they come up here for fitness and stuff.
Training.
Yeah. And a lot of triathlons and people into outdoor pursuits and...
Yeah. There was a race up here a few weeks back, the Baller race.
The Baller race, yeah. John Stewart ran a race there, and he's very successful, yeah.
Yeah.
It's quite tough now, but... And they kayaked in the lake, 11K kayak in the lake. So it was quite tough as well.
Ran up here and down.
Ran up here and ran down.
We make it sound easy.
And a 200K cycle after that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
But it does your heart good when you're up on especially on a day like this. And I mean, you come up in all sorts of weather, and you know, not every day would be as clear as this. But on a day like this, it just does your heart good. It lifts you, doesn't it?
Yeah, there's a few people in Dunlewy now that come up here every Sunday morning as well, and like Hale McGiddy, Martin Roti, and a few more
Sunday morning Roti, club.
Yeah, Sunday mornings, and hail, rail, or snow, like, they come up, like, they're used to that. You put on clothes for the weather, like.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. And it can change, I suppose, down the bottom can be one type of weather, and get up here then.
Yeah, it can be a wild windy up here, yeah. Especially halfway in the mountain, it can be very windy. The wind hits the side of the mountain, it gathers speed then as it comes around.
Okay.
It can be very gusty. But once you get to the top, then it's not too bad, like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd have also seen a big change in the numbers coming up here now, the path then.
Yeah, before the car park's constructed, when you come up here January, February, March, there might be only two cars in the car park. Mm. This year, for example, there could be 50 cars in the car park, 20 every Sunday, like.
Yeah.
And 30, like, you know, the numbers have increased, like. A lot of people, like. Yeah.
Well, if we get if the weather like this continues, there'll be a lot more coming up for sure. And you know, thanks a million for having a chat with us.
And nice to see you up here too.
Yeah, you're saying off air earlier that you were actually up here with Brendan Maxwell, and he did. Now technology wouldn't be what it is today, but he did some broadcast. You were here and the day that he was up, and he broadcasted.
Yeah, my father was here, and there were a few people from Dunleavy, Padraig O'Donnell, Shane O'Donnell, and Johnny Paddy O'Donnell, and there was I can't remember who else, but he had a big, huge phone. It was like a concrete block. And probably the phones were only just newly, and I was only young at the time, probably 25 years, 30 years ago now, like, and just when Highland Radio started up, like, and he done a broadcast one Sunday after, it was probably around 3 o'clock it was, you know, and he had a good group of people up here.
Yeah.
But it was probably a live broadcast, you know, but just on the phone it was, like.
No bother to Brendan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Neil. Listen, thanks for sharing. Thanks for having a chat with us.
And thanks very much.
Not at all. Okay, we'll take another piece of music.
Takes for me. Now when you're near me, chasing me.
And you don't drive a big bad car. You don't look like a movie star. On your money, we won't get far. Baby, you got what it takes. Now when you're near me, ooh-wee, my head goes around and around. Now when you kiss me, ooh-wee, my love comes tumbling down.
When you send me,
now you don't leave in a beautiful place. You don't dress with the best of taste. Nature didn't give you such a beautiful face. You got what it takes.
Around the Northwest with Virgin Media, winners of Bunkers.ie Best Broadband Provider for 2025. See virginmedia.ie. Monster Bingo every Tuesday night at Mulroy Woods Hotel. €3,300 must go with €1,000 on the last page. Doors open 7:30. Bingo starts at 8:30. That's Monster Bingo this and every Tuesday night at Mulroy Woods Hotel, Milford.
Make real summer savings at Super Value. Like Super Value Fresh Barbecue Meats, 3 for €10. Super Value Fresh Fruit and Veg, 79 cents each. Scan your Real Rewards card or app and get Persil Powder 60 wash range, now €11. And Robinson's Fruit Chewed 8-pack range, now €2.50. Make real summer savings at Super Value. DRS applies.
This year, every organisation with over 50 employees must highlight the difference in pay between men and women. The gender pay gap. Because if we highlight it, we can all work to close it. So whether you work in boardrooms, showrooms, front rooms, stock rooms, or not in rooms at all, if you have 50 or more staff, you must report it by November 30th. Let's all highlight the difference to make a difference. Visit gov.ie/gender pay gap to learn more.
30 years of magic, 30 years of passion. 30 years of unforgettable performances. Riverdance 30, the new generation, is coming to the Gaiety Theatre in Dublin for a limited anniversary tour. Join us on Thursday, the 28th of August, to experience the rhythm and pure magic of Riverdance, live in the city where it all began. Luxury coach transfers, overnight accommodation on a bed and breakfast basis at the four-star Grand Canal Hotel in the heart of Dublin. Fantastic seats to the show and free time to explore all...
job working construction for the Johnstown Company. But lately there ain't been much work on account of the economy. Now all them things that seem so important, well, mister, they vanish right into the air. Now I just act like I don't remember. Mary acts like she don't care. But I remember us riding in my brother's car, her body tan and wet down at the reservoir. At night on them banks I'd lie awake and pull her close just to feel each breath she'd take. Now those memories come back to haunt me. They haunt me like a curse. Is a dream alive that don't come true? Is it something worse that sends me down to the river? Oh, I know the river is dry. That sends me down to the river tonight. Down to the river, my baby and I. Oh, down to
the Northwest with Virgin Media, winners of Bunkers.ie Best Broadband Provider for 2025. See virginmedia.ie.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
Walk the line with the award-winning Johnny Cash and June Carter tribute show, Cash Returns, live at the Everglades Hotel Derry on Saturday, 24th of May. Tickets available on eventbrite.ie. That's Cash Returns at the Everglades Hotel Derry on Saturday, 24th of May.
Clare Clothing, Main Street, Letterkenny, where Lisa and Claire will help you look your best this summer. Seasonal shorts, t-shirts, dresses, beautiful clothes for your holidays. At Clare Clothing, Main Street, Letterkenny.
Indulge yourself with friends or a loved one at the Spa at Orchids at the Holyrood Hotel in Bundoran. A midweek or weekend spa break is the perfect way to escape from life for a while. Take a leisurely walk along the Atlantic coast. Enjoy a dip in our private pool, a plunge in our Canadian hot tub, and treatments of your choice before dining in one of the Holyrood Hotel's acclaimed restaurants. The Spa at Orchids. Book now at holyroodhotel.com.
Making the move away from diesel? Don't get confused. Get excited at Kelly's Toyota Letterkenny and Mount Charles. Experience the power of choice. From our unrivaled hybrid range with no plugging in, to plug-in hybrids and the fully electric BZ4X. We have the right car for you. With incredible offers, including power boosters of up to €2,500, make the move at Kelly's Toyota Letterkenny and Mount Charles. Toyota, built for a better world. T's and C's apply.
Celebrating 50 years, McDade's Bathroom Plumbing Tiles in Buncrana continues to be Donegal's go-to destination for stunning bathroom makeovers. With a vast selection of premium tiles and bathroom products, our showroom is your ultimate one-stop shop for crafting the perfect space. We've earned our reputation through expert advice, unbeatable prices, and a dedication to customer satisfaction. Visit our showroom in Coghill in Buncrana and see why we've been Donegal's top choice for 50 years and counting. Call us at 07493-63050.
Up Errigal with Call of the Wild Main Street Letterkenny. Get the right footwear and clothing for the toughest of challenges in store and at callofthewild.ie.
Yeah, and welcome back. And here we are, up Errigal. We're still up Errigal, and Well, definitely a little bit cooler than we were earlier, because we're all over on the sunny side, if you like. We're away from the breezy side, because it makes such a difference. Just a few steps up, and it would like blow the head off you. And just down in here now, and it's more sheltered, and it's a wee bit of a sun trap, so it's not too bad. But it's absolutely spectacular. I know I've been saying it before, but we're looking down Dunluce, we're looking down on the lake, and then over to our left is a Poison Glen, and we can look down across a huge panorama, and the shadows of the clouds down on the ground below us. It really is, there's no point in me trying to even to describe the scene, because you kind of need to see it for yourself, and if you could see it in this weather, then it makes all the difference. And there's people coming and going all the time. We're not up here on our own. We're joined by a man from Mountain Rescue, so hopefully we'll all get down safely. And we've also been joined by a couple from Switzerland. And your name, Karine, is it?
Yes.
Okay. And you're in Donegal for a few days?
Yes, about 4 days now.
4 days. And you've been to Sleeve League?
Yes, to Sleeve League and to the Crawley Distillery and the Silver Strand.
Yeah.
And also to a beach where there's one or two beaches, depending the tides. Huh. I don't know the name.
Names of the beach. Yeah. To Silver Strand.
Silver Strand, yeah. Beautiful steps down to it.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, it's beautiful. So what's your impression? What do you think of Donegal?
It's a very impressive nature and very sunny weather.
Yeah, well, you're not always, trust me. You're very, very lucky with the weather.
Yes. Very nice and chatty people.
Good. Yeah, we are chatty. Definitely chatty, yeah. It's strange to meet someone from Switzerland where there's so many really high mountains on the top of Errigal, which is it's high for Donegal, but in the Alps or mountains in Switzerland, it's not so big.
Well, from the Alps, you don't see the sea.
Good point. Yeah, good point. And often you don't get maybe up so high for a panorama.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, enjoy your travels. You're traveling by car.
Yes. By.
Okay, and staying one location or moving around?
Moving around every night somewhere else.
Brilliant. Okay, well, I'm glad you're having a good time.
Thank you so much.
Enjoy the rest of your vacation.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, and let's take some more music now.
You may talk about Atlantis, or what's lost beneath the sea, and the grave of the unknown soldier, or the cry of the Alban she. Who was the man in the iron mask? Was Jack the Ripper set free? But ask them all, was Donegal? It's still a mystery. And if I could, I'd build a wall around El Donegal, the north and south, to keep them out. I got it, build it tall. Casinos, chicken ranches, I'd legalize them all. We'd have our own Las Vegas in the hills of Donegal. Yeah, Las Vegas in the hills of Donegal. Play white clubs and all night pubs, blackjack and roulette. They'll Blaney, Richard Nielsen, Mike Tyson having a bet. In a show he could then be known for his multi-millionaires, where Donald Trump would like a chunk to live in solitaire. And if I could, I'd build a wall around El Donegal, the north and south to keep them out. I got it, build it tall. Casinos, chicken ranches, I'd legalize them all. We'd have our own Las Vegas in the hills of Donegal. Yeah, Las Vegas in the hills of Donegal. To stand on top of Errigal would give me such a thrill, and hear them say in Dublin there's gold in them there hills.
So don't despair, cause if you dare, the answer lies with me. There's a wall that's deep and there's golden sheep somewhere in Germany. And if I could, I'd build a wall around El Donegal, the north and south, to keep them out. My God, I'd build it tall. Casinos, chicken ranches, I'd legalize them all. We'd have our own Las Vegas in the hills of Donegal. Yeah, Las Vegas in the hills of Donegal.
Okay, we're live. Oh, okay. Good from Shave there, and we're live again. It's a slightly different setup here. Our studio is not as you would know it, and it's not a studio as anyone would know it. We're on the side of a mountain. We're up now. We're on Facebook Live, actually, for this link as well, given how nice a day it is and how beautiful the scenery is. And a man who knows it only too well is Councillor Emile Cullum McGillaspick, who has joined us here. And you were saying earlier, Emile, this is the longest that you come up here loads of times, but this is the longest you've been up.
Hi, John, could you with the issue? Because well, to get in, who else at the show? I guess they're in Yarrigal, but yeah, I, like many others, or maybe not, I, when I come up here, normally can I quick look around and off
that,
I go.
That would be the norm, mountain. Yeah.
So this is probably the longest I've ever spent up here, to be very honest.
Yeah, but it's great, sir, just sitting up on a day like this and having a bit of canch up here is great.
No, it's brilliant, because even sitting, listening to Josephine and Neil Rorty and that there earlier, and kind of, I've been to quite a lot of these meetings, what the committee here and Corlichonde, Gunningal, Udris and other stakeholders, and I have to say, every time I come up or at any of the meetings, but today can I put something really in my head, listening to Josephine and Neil, it's not, like I suppose like most of us in the West here, we look at an article every day and it's a part of, you know, what we see, but listening to the Dunluce ones there now, it's not just something that they view, it's a part of who they are, their identity and their community, and that really stood out from that interview earlier on for me, and the fantastic work that Costa Ferber Dunluce has done over many, many, many years, and I cannot but only but praise them for that work. And obviously, you know, without Corlichonde Gunningal and other stake bodies as well, but definitely driven by pure passion and love and understanding. And yeah, I think it's fantastic, the work that they're doing.
No, absolutely. That came through strong in both conversations. Speaking of passion and love, I know you have a real passion for the islands, and we can see many of them from up here. And I know Neil referenced a lot of them earlier, but just looking out there from right to left, or even from our extreme right on right round.
Yeah, look, on Yass and Shaw, Inishbofinion, we're looking down at Maharorti and that, and then the Inishvagagas Dewey, and then Tari, without shadow of a doubt, the farthest island.
Very distinctive with the cliffs on the right-hand side there in Tari.
It is, it's beautiful. And then there's other islands there now that wouldn't be as well known, where if you look at inner, Inishonny, I guess Inishbaw, I guess Umpuin, Inishmen, Inishshutter. And then you're looking over then at Dwaya, and then some of the other Rosses Islands and that there, and then Ishkera, I guess then Ishsal. the islands are just fantastic, and I think one of the things for me anyway that coming up here on the mountain is on a clear day being able to see the beautiful community that we're from. And you know, myself and Annie here probably been very biased that we're from here in the west here, O'Clichinlile, Riha Valley, Shire, Gidor, Agus na Rasa. So it's fantastic, it's brilliant, and yeah, I have to say I'm very passionate about my community, and how would you not when you're up here looking right across.
Absolutely. And you can, I mean, you can see this mountain from home.
I'm looking directly at my house from here, so I am. There. I can see it right down there.
There you go.
But hard to explain it through. But yeah. I know if you see Lohada there, it's there.
Well, you also know what Errigal means to the locality, what it means to tourism.
Yeah.
Never mind the locals, what it means to tourism, bringing people into the area.
Yeah, it does. And look, like any project that I is, you know, and I'm grateful to be a councillor, and I don't take that for granted, and anything that I'd be ever involved in, for me, it has to be first and foremost about us local, you know. And that's really important. And I know Fáil Chéireann are here now and they're going to give a talk. And I think, you know, because this is a light conversation show, I think, without going too deep, I think there has to be a broader conversation about tourism and what tourism actually means socially, economically, environmentally, and who benefits from tourism and how does it affect us as those who live here full-time. And I know the good work that Fáil Chéireann are doing and others within Corlichonda Gunningall are doing, but I'm constantly bringing up the issue is that we need to have a serious conversation about the impact of tourism as well. So
manage it.
Well, it has to be very managed, and I know now there's a new section within Corlichonda Gunningall that is looking at that, and they're kind of looking at it from a different perspective than maybe what they were. But for me, in a community that has seen, and has been since I've been a child and long before my time, devastated with immigration and people being forced to the four corners of the planet, I don't want tourism to be now another whip on our backs that forces us, because if you look at Airbnb, if you look at the cost of living, like, it's cheaper to buy in Letticannon than it is to buy here. People from different parts of the world and the country coming up buying property and then putting a high cost of rental and then Airbnb. Like, I'm actually looking at one place in particular without naming it. It's €800 a night to rent for Airbnb. That infects us. It affects our community, because then we don't have long-term letting. And that's obviously down to government policy without building. But it's, so we need to have that serious conversation about tourism if we are genuinely real about it. And for me, as a public representative in a community that I'm passionately in love with, I cannot stay silent on all that. But there is positives.
I wouldn't expect you to stay silent, even on the top of Errigal.
Even on top of Errigal. But there are fantastic work being done. There's great work being done on the islands from different committees right across, and I know now the smaller islands. Bridget has been appointed a new officer for development for the smaller islands, and Maureen has but now we're on the mountain here now. The work that Costa Ferbert and Luigi has been doing for many years, and I see them at different meetings, and especially at the council meetings, I am always shockingly impressed how knowledgeable and how organised they are. And hence, listen to them earlier on talking about the path up. Fantastic work being done.
Yeah, you'd have seen the difference. I mean, you go come up and down here regularly. You'd have seen the difference since the path went in as well. There's more people in Errigal.
Yeah, there is far more people in Errigal, and we knew that from the meetings that if you build it, they'll come, and certainly they've built it, and now they are coming, and we do see a massive big footfall increasing, and I actually remember the day we were pegging out the new path. And there was a few of us that came up and we were pegging out the path, and I was saying to myself, oh God, this path's going to take us far longer to climb the mountain than what we traditionally would.
Josephine referred to that
she did.
That most people would have gone a more direct route, but the path went a more practical way.
Yeah, and I just found it.
It went against your instinct, didn't it?
Every time I come up here now, it seems maybe it's probably my age and the lack of the level of fitness I have or don't have. It's taken me a wee bit longer, but yeah, the path's great. You still have to be careful, especially in going down the path. But it has made a massive, massive difference. And was listening to Josephine there, and I would have been naively of the opinion way back many, many years ago around the car park and that there and the facilities there. But the more meetings you go to and the more people you talk to who are very qualified and experienced, and obviously the committee here have travelled a fair distance looking at other projects to learn from that and kind of adopt what can suit an article here for us in this community. And I know it's not a popular position to hold, but increasing the car park, and Josephine nailed it, like when she says you couldn't build it big enough, you know, you couldn't. And we do know that during the summer, and now we're here, this is us here now, but on bank holidays, weekends, there's hundreds and hundreds of cars, and that's not sustainable, and that has to be addressed. It has to be addressed. But anyway, thanks to Highland for inviting me up here, and what a day.
What a day, is,
what
right?
What a day. Like,
I know, we are blessed, indeed.
Well, that we are, absolutely. And now, when I have you here, you will have to commit now to broadcast live off the islands this summer.
You've been listening into our conversation. Well, we've touched on it. You've brought the subject up now. Maybe we will. Could pick out the five islands for us.
Well, we could look, to be honest with you,
like a beauty contest.
There's I know that Caroline and that there has been pushing to broadcast off some of the islands, and we were supposed to do Torrey last year and it just didn't work out for us. But I'm always talking about there are, yes, Erinmore and Torrey and Golan, you know, the islands that are well known, but the other islands that are less well known, and it's not that I want too many of you to be coming along, and I'm looking at, I forget your name,
David
there from Bard Files, don't be telling people about the smaller, beautiful islands, and do tell them it rains here all the time, you know, but I do think that the smaller islands need to get a shout out, you know, from Inish Vicadoran to Inish Shutter and Inish Men, and they're...
Well, you do know we broadcast on them and we shine a light on them. That's just hopefully going to bring more people to them.
Yeah,
that's just the way it works.
We don't necessarily have to tell them exactly what island we're on, do we, John? Really, like, you know?
Anyway, you come up here in all sorts of weather. I mean, it's not just on sunny days that you... Because you were chatting earlier about being up here and it's been so stormy that you actually had to lie down.
Yeah, look, I come up often enough. I wouldn't be anything like Neil. That, what was his number there earlier on? I nearly fell off the mountain. Over 2,000 times he's climbed the mountains. Like, that's really impressive. Yeah, look, I've been up here during the day, during the night, during snow time and that there. I remember we came up, Michal Ogobuil, he came up to do, I think it was something like 10 times, and the one day he was raising awareness for Palestine. And the people use this mountain for loads of stuff. They use it for their own fitness. They use it in memory of others that unfortunately aren't with us anymore. They use it for sporting and for charity. And the mountain is just so important to our community, as it would be in any community that would have such a beautiful mountain.
Yeah, but in the immediate community, never mind Donegal in general, but in the immediate community,
it is. It's a part. Like, again, I go back to where watching on weekend, Josephine and Neil and them and the rest of the committee, and like I says, listening to them earlier, it's a part of who they are. Like, and again, as they were saying earlier, it's, even if we didn't have an article, there's so much more here as well. And as we look here, kind of further north, if you look down at Lough Alton there, and you have Alton Farm, and, you know, right down to Proclus and that, and I can't not but give Enya's home place Fanawee a mention there, and right around O'Clachanila, Rihavali Shakaji Gador, Gajina Rasa. It's amazing, and we do live in one of the most beautiful parts of the world. Yeah. And I'm not biased, but it has to be the most beautiful part of Donegal.
You are biased.
No, not a bit. There's plenty of people here that'll vouch for that, isn't there?
Okay. Okay, let's take I think it's time for a break, and we'll be back.
Around the Northwest with Virgin Media, winners of Bunkers.ie Best Broadband Provider for 2025. See virginmedia.ie.
Root Canal Care reimagined. At Blue Poppy Dental, Dr. Naveen's gentle, zen-like approach creates a calming experience. So relaxing, patients often fall asleep during treatment. Discover a new kind of dental care where comfort comes first at Blue Poppy Dental. Book now by calling Blue Poppy Letterkenny on 074 912 0355.
There's bingo every Monday night at Halfway House Burnford. Doors open at 7:30 with eyes down at 8:30. €2,500 must go. The snowball is now €2,050 on 45 numbers or less. If you're not in, you can't win. That's Halfway House Bingo tonight at 8:30.
Buying or moving home can be a strange mixture of excitement and stress. So the last thing you need is worrying about conveyancing. Time to call McElhenney & Associates. They'll move that property transaction along swiftly, make sure everything's in order, and prevent any nasty surprises. Residential, commercial, leasing, or voluntary transfer, call today on 074-917-5989 or find us online. We'll do the paperwork, you do the wallpaper. McElhenney & Associates Solicitors, Stranorler. How can we help?
Are you a community hero? Return is championing over 3,000 community initiatives across Ireland's cities, towns and villages with our Small Town Big Difference campaign. For your chance to win €2,000 for your local community group, tell us how your initiative is making an impact in your local area with the deposit return scheme. T's and C's apply. Visit return.ie/heroes for more information.
Up Errigal with Call of the Wild Main Street Letterkenny. Get the right footwear and clothing for the toughest of challenges in-store and at callofthewild.ie.
Highland Radio weather updates with McElhenney's. Get set for summer with all new arrivals dropping every week from fashion to footwear and homeware to cosmetics. Discover more in-store or shop online at McElhenney's.com today.
And the weather forecast from the top of Errigal. Largely dry today with a mix of cloud and sunny spells. There is the chance of a few isolated showers later this afternoon and evening. Hopefully we'll get down before then. Cooler than of late with highest temperatures of 15 to 19 degrees. That's in light to moderate east or northeast breezes.
Would you carry me with you to the far edge of time?
That was Cock Robin, The Promise. I've been promising to come up Errigal for years, even go back to breakfast show days, and it's just this window that's allowed us the opportunity, really, to follow through and to do it. And thankfully, the weather has held, and we're up here on a beautiful day, with some help granted, but it's a beautiful day, and it has happened, and we're up in the Derryvay Mountains, and it's what, almost 2,500 feet up, and able to broadcast, and hopefully it doesn't sound too brief. Easy with the breeze going through the microphones, but this is actually in the Derryvay and in this area there's a range called the Seven Sisters, and this is the steepest of them, and it's glorious up here today with the full panorama, and we haven't quite got a 360 degree view, because we just came down in over the leeward side, but it feels like it. It feels like we can see the world from here, so it's brilliant. Anyhow, we've got another guest to talk to, and we've got more music to come, but time to take a short break now for the news headlines.
Around the Northwest with Virgin Media, winners of Bunkers.ie Best Broadband Provider for 2025. See virginmedia.ie.
Charge into summer with TUI. Choose from a beach cruise or city break or Mexico, flying direct from Dublin. Holiday sorted. TUI, live happy.
Celebrate your love at Ancourage Hotel, nestled in the heart of Donegal. With breathtaking views of Errigal Mountain and elegant surroundings, our venue offers the perfect setting for your special day. Experience exceptional service and create unforgettable memories. Discover more at ancouragehotel.com.
Hi, Paddy here at Shane Connolly Cars in Donegal Town. Are you looking to upgrade your car? With Shane Connolly Cars, you'll find makes and models for every budget. Great finance options, and we also accept trade-ins. Check out shaneconnollycars.com or call into us at Shane Connolly Cars from Lonaher Road, Donegal Town.
New This Week in Home Store and More. All Hotel Collection duvet sets are half price. But better hurry, because when all our half price Hotel Collection duvet sets are gone, they're gone. Also, all dinnerware sets and all barbecues are still all 33% off. But when all the 33% off dinnerware sets and all the 33% off barbecues are gone, they're definitely gone. Drop by your local Home Store and More. Visit us online at homestoreandmore.ie. Home Store and More. A happy home.
This Friday is Guide Dog Day. At Irish Guide Dogs for the Blind, we need your support to change more lives. Visit guidedogs.ie to donate, join a Take the Lead walk, or be in with a chance to have dinner with Roy Keane. Guide Dog Day, sponsored by Park to Travel.
Calling all self-builders and rebuilders. Are you planning to build an A-rated energy efficient...
Stay with us all day for your favourite songs.
Great music. With John Breslin,
Highland Radio.
Here she comes, walking down the street. You know she's walking just like she's walking to come and see me. Oh, she's so young, she's so fine. I know what's on your mind, know what you want to do. But if you mess with me, I'm gonna mess with you. You better watch yourself. You better stay in line. This little girl.
what you want. You better listen up, 'cause man, this ain't just talk. You better watch yourself. You better stay in line.
This little girl. We'll play that especially for the McLoone family from Glenties. There's Connell and there's Laura, and then there's Cassie and Rosie, age 7, who are actually making their way up Errigal. They wanted to come up to say hello and could have waited at the bottom, but it's great to come on up and by all means say hello. So hi to all the McLoones anyhow on Errigal today. And we're live here until 2:30 on Around the Northwest. I'm joined now by the programme officer with the Wild Atlantic Way, David Leonard. David, thanks for coming up.
Thanks very much, John. Great being here.
You must talk about Errigal a lot and hand out a lot of brochures and go to a lot of trade shows. Now you'll be able to talk firsthand about how beautiful it is.
I have to say, this is perhaps the most unique place I've ever done an interview. You know,
same here.
I have to say, I'm really fortunate to do something I love in a county I love living. This is fabulous to be up here on Monday, so thanks very much for the opportunity.
No problem. Let's talk a bit about tourism, Wild Atlantic Way, which has been great for tourism. Tourism in general, what's the numbers like? This is we're in May now, we're halfway through May beyond. What's tourism numbers like this year?
Yeah, so the tourism outlook for the season ahead is really, really positive. I suppose ahead of me coming up Errigal today, I put a call out to some of the accommodation providers, and they're saying that international and domestic visitor numbers, the bookings are ahead of where they were last year, which is extremely positive. But I suppose what they're telling us is that what's interesting is that in the past, the booking time would have been 69 days. That's now down to 14, 2 weeks. So that's bringing its
in
own
advance.
Challenges. It's
okay.
14 days, so it's a lot shorter. And the challenges that brings with it then from an operational perspective means that it's much harder to forecast your staff demands, because obviously with the rise in operational costs, you want to get that right. So it's seen a huge difference moving from almost 2 months out to booking to arrival down to 14 days. It just brings a certain element of...
Why are people leaving us so late?
I suppose there's a combination of factors. So you could say it could be down to spontaneity, but it could also be around the fact that people are just being a little bit more careful, conscious, economic climate that we're currently in, cost of living crisis, all these add to it. But what I can say, and the encouraging thing is that, look, our international markets, particularly the UK, the German and the French, they're telling us, look, they want the hill walking, the trails, they want to see the cultural heritage sites, and we are so lucky in Donegal, we have them in abundance. So, look, overall, the tourism outlook for the season ahead is looking extremely positive.
And as tourist offerings go, Errigal and the Errigal experience and now the path, you know, it's up there with the best of them.
It is, yeah. Look, the work that the team have done here in terms of on Errigal has been absolutely fantastic. I've been fortunate now. This is my second time up here in the last 2 days. I have a friend and actually from France, living in Paris. So him and I and another friend came up here yesterday morning, and look, everybody was just saying how fantastic it is. It's much more accessible. But look, going back to the reason why it's there, it's about the sustainability of the mountain. We'd seen that there was degradation in terms of this is a special area as a conservation. We're surrounded by bogland, so it's so important that we can protect that for future generations so that people can come up here and continue to enjoy it, especially on days like today.
Yeah. Some of the calls into the station have been about car parking and about toilets at the bottom, but as Josephine was saying earlier, it's an area of special conservation, and they are looking into these things, but it's just not a case of, let's build a big concrete car park, get three times the size of the bottom, and let's build proper toilets. It's just not as simple as that.
No, it's not as simple about that. And it's about being strategic. Look, Fáilte Ireland is the National Tourism Development Authority. They very much have sustainability at the heart of what they're doing. And we're lucky to be working with, you know, other agencies. And with the likes of Josephine and Inishcock Lochan, in terms of, we have Fáilte Ireland have brought in supports in terms of how do we look at developing Inishcock Lochan as a potential hub as it, where we can bring people into and then perhaps shuttle them up, whereby they're spending a little bit more money back into the rural area. And as Councillor Micheál said earlier, that's what it's all about. It's about spreading people around the county, keeping them here for a little bit longer and spending that little bit more, but ultimately about doing that with sustainably. You know, that's the important piece, because I suppose at the moment with roads parked out in the road, it's not an ideal scenario, but we just need to look at the different options that are available and that are around us that potentially could act as a hub here to get people to Sutton Mountain, because it is a fabulous thing for people to experience.
I get the impression that, you know, when you compare us to Galway, Mayo, Kerry, other very popular destinations, more popular in some cases than Donegal, that we're behind the curve when it comes to development. So are we not in a unique position that when we are developing from this point forward, that it is with sustainability to the fore?
Look, I suppose the Wild Atlantic Way has been a catalyst in terms of capital investment coming into the county. I go so far as to say, while Galway, Cork and north of Galway in the Wild Atlantic Way has been extremely successful, in terms of what Donegal has to offer, it's up there with the best. You know, we have fabulous, fabulous attractions and activities. But look, I know it might sound like a cliche, but really what I find so unique about this county is the people. And when we come together, we can really make a concerted effort to put a really viable, strong tourism product in front of people. And look, that's what it's all about. It's getting people working together. And it's through the different tourism plans, the likes of a plan that's been developed now for Glenveagh, that they're the plans that act as the catalyst to help try to attract investment into the county in terms of developing our infrastructure. And within the county, we're extremely fortunate in terms of the key partnerships we have with the likes of MPWS and Uthers na Gaeltachta. And again, we're extremely fortunate here that we have a county council with, in my mind, the strongest tourism unit in this country. You know, working together with them hand in glove, we are being very successful in terms of getting investment in the county. You only need to look at the likes of Fort Donnery and over 14 million being invested there in terms of the visitor infrastructure that's in place. Similarly, Vanhead Head. I've touched on Glenveagh. We're in the process of doing a master plan for there. And then also with culture, we're looking at developing new hikes and trails in Ard. So, look, it's the sum. We have all the ingredients. We just need to get that recipe now right in terms of putting it out there. But what I would say is that last year alone, we brought 49 international media in here. And you know, the potential reach of that alone is over 860 million. So, look, Fáilte Ireland and the Wild Atlantic Way team are doing everything to spotlight the county. But ultimately, you know, it's working with the people. I just said to a couple of guys up in the mountain here, the success of any tourism development in this county or in the country in general, it needs to be grassroots-led, you know, as opposed to agency-led. So it's about people coming together and working together.
Yeah, well, no better example than here. And Errigal's always going to be here. But then there's other events then that attract visitors along the Wild Atlantic Way and to Donegal. And, you know, and we're, in a way, we're blessed with them as well.
We are. We're very fortunate. In terms of even the festivals that come on throughout the county, Fáilte Ireland allocate over 50,000 into the Donegal Tourism Unit to designate out into the smaller stuff, but into the smaller festival and events. But look, there's so much to bring people here. You only need to look at, like, there's 188 discovery points along the Wild Atlantic Way. 39 of those are in Donegal. Three of them are signature discovery points. So you've got the likes of Malin Head, Slieve League, Vanhead Lighthouse. So, you know, we're blessed. We have all those destination driving type of attractions to get people in the county. And thankfully now we're seeing a lot of supporting hero experiences popping up around that. You only have to look to likes of Doe Famine Village or Wild Alpaca Way. You know, these things that pop around up around hubs have been instrumental, and really it's going towards trying to bring people into the destination to stay that little bit longer, and as I said previously, just spend that little bit more.
If we just hold on to this weather.
That's it, yeah. Look, the weather is a large part to play with it, and especially on the back of last year, which wasn't great. The last number of weeks has been fabulous. Yeah. So, look, fingers crossed it continues for another while. I know it's due to break now towards the end of the week, but
It'll be back, hopefully.
And look, what better county to spend it in, because you only need to look around you here. It's absolutely amazing. It's a fabulous county.
I'm going to let you go because I'm afraid you're going to lose your foot in there, and we're going to be rolling down the hill trying to hold on to you. David, thanks very much.
John, thanks so much.
Okay. David Leonard there, who's the programme officer with the Wild Atlantic Way. We'll take a short break.
Around the Northwest with Virgin Media, winners of Bunkers.ie Best Broadband Provider for 2025. See virginmedia.ie.
Want a new Kia? Call to Heron Auto Donegal to arrange your test drive on our 252 Kia range, where quality customer care comes first. We have 0% finance available on all EV models. Visit Heron Auto on the Killybegs Road to test drive and order your 252 Kia and receive a €500 Super Value gift card. Drive with confidence. Drive with Heron Auto.
Get your home and garden summer ready with Watson Hire in Letterkenny. From lawnmowers to strimmers and compost to lawnmowers, they have everything you need to tidy, clean and green your space. If you're painting, inside or out, choose the best value paint in Donegal from top names like Fleetwood and Johnson's. Watson Hire, open 6 days a week at Lisnen and Letterkenny, with great deals to have your home and garden looking their best. See watsonhire.ie.
Pick up fresh at Doherty Super Value Cairn Donab. Signature taste vine-ripened tomatoes, just €1.49. And broccoli crown, 350 gram, only 79 cent. Quality produce at unbeatable prices. Shop local and save on fresh every day with Doherty Super Value Cairn Donab.
At Restex Beds, we are celebrating 50 incredible years in business. And we are introducing our brand new Glenveigh mattress. Comfort that's as legendary as our half-century legacy. Experience 50 years of bedding excellence at Restex Beds, Mountaintop, Letterkenny. Restex Beds. Leave the rest to us.
My home is my castle. My sing in the shower place or work in my undies place. My pizza for breakfast, cornflakes for dinner place. My home is my me place.
With AXA Home Insurance, you can protect the place where you can truly be yourself and get 24-hour emergency home assistance as standard. Get a quote online or call into your local branch. AXA. Know you can. Policy terms and conditions apply. AXA Insurance Stock is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Up Errigal with Call of the Wild Main Street Letterkenny. Get the right footwear and clothing for the toughest of challenges in-store and at callofthewild.ie.
Highland Radio Time Checks brought to you by Airgrid, the operator and developer of Ireland's electricity grid. Airgrid, powering up communities, powering up Ireland. The time is...
Well, the time now is 90 minutes past two, and here's Danny Wilson. Music there from Danny Wilson, live as we are from the top of Errigal and the sun beating down. The weather is glorious and it really is playing a big part today. And over the course of the show, I've been saying how nice it is. But, you know, just go a few feet up the way and it's almost like an entirely different day because it's really windy. In fact, most days it's really windy up here on the top of Errigal, and it might be nice and lovely and sunny and calmish down the bottom. Come up to the top, entirely different, and would, you know, almost blow the head off you. One man who knows only too well is Terry Parker, who's a team leader with Donegal Mountain Rescue. You'd have seen plenty of examples, Terry, where you know, down the hill fine, up here it's
different climate. Yeah. Even yourself Thursday, standing here in a t-shirt. Yeah. I saw you 5 minutes ago. You're now back onto three layers instead of one.
That's it. And we're out of the wind.
Yeah. People coming up just need to be a bit better prepared. If something happens up here, you're going to be stuck here for 2 hours till we get here.
Yeah.
And then we have to get you out of here.
So prepare. The smart advice would be to prepare for something going wrong. Hope that it doesn't.
Yeah.
But prepare just in case it does.
Just in case. Yeah. People, good footwear.
Yeah.
Weather's brilliant at the minute. You could higher up you come, it's colder. You're going to need a couple of extra layers. Rucksack, water. If this temperature keeps going like this, you know, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
You can't keep people off the mountain. That's one of my hobbies.
Yeah.
But be prepared. If something goes wrong, you're going to be stuck.
Yeah.
Bring a couple of extra chocolate bars, a couple of extra layers. It's not the weight. It helps make you survive. It makes it easier for us.
And it could be something simple as a sprained ankle.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, what might take, you know, 45 minutes or something going back down could take 2 or 3 hours. But you might be able to make it, but you just need to be prepared. So have water, have a few snacks, and whether you're going up or down, just mind your footing, take it easy, one step at a time.
And if something goes wrong, make the call early. Yeah. Don't leave it until it's later. It's easier for us. It is.
But most people just, it's pride. They don't think, I'm going to make it. I'm going to be fine. And whether that's a sprained wrist or they've hurt their shoulder or ankle or whatever it is, they think, I can make it down. But you've probably seen plenty of instances where they don't.
No, you're unfortunately we've had a few this year off here already that just didn't make it, and it wasn't for the fact that we were here quick, and it was just one of those things, unfortunately. Yeah. We want people to enjoy themselves, but bring up an extra couple of layers, bring up a hat and gloves. You're up here, if you're stuck for a couple of hours, you're definitely going to be colder.
Even something for covering your head on a nice day like this. It's amazing the way the wind whips around the mountain.
It is. You've picked a real good spot in here today. Definitely have. I'm just worried about when we come back out of here, we're going to get blown away.
We were looking for a level spot, but I think we were expecting a bit too much. This is the top of Errigal.
This is good.
It's serving our purpose just fine.
Yeah. But I say, enjoy the great weather, but go a little bit better prepared. And if this extraordinary weather, would that be good?
Yes, it would, yeah.
Bring a couple of litres of water with you. If you don't drink it coming up, you can spill it out going down.
Yeah.
And sun cream, good footwear.
Yeah.
And a bit of common sense.
Common sense is right, and it's all practical advice, and absolutely, and just think ahead and prepare. Yeah, and enjoy.
That's the main thing.
And enjoy. Okay.
Thank you.
Terry, thank you very much. And that's all we have time for today. It's flowing in. Well, I'm not the one that's been sitting around waiting for us to go back down, but it's flowing in for me anyhow. And speaking of sitting around having to wait, Sean McCrudden helped us up here, carried some equipment. Sean McCrudden, formerly of Garton Outdoor Centre, so no better man, I suppose, to come up the mountain with than Sean, but also Crean Temple and Anya Sweeney, who've been doing some filming and helping out with the technical end of things, because I couldn't have done without them. You need help, you need a team to do this, but it's been brilliant, and it's been a great experience. Thanks to all my guests as well for actually making it up here and walking up and all the way back down, myself just for a short time on the radio. Back in the studio tomorrow, it would be remiss of me not to mention Mark Gallagher. Mark was supposed to come up here and put up a drone, take some aerial footage. He was playing football on Saturday evening and hurt his shoulder, dislocated his shoulder, and that ended his trip up. Eric, so Mark, if you're listening, we miss you up here, and we also miss Joe Dex, who's back in the studio working the desk and playing the tunes. And Joe originally was supposed to come up here, but anyhow is helping out in another way. So thanks very much, and I'll be back in the studio tomorrow on Around the Northwest. Until then.